How you doing, sir?
I'd like to call this meeting of the Curie Beach Town Council in order. And with that being said, turn off your cell phones. And we'll have the invocation with Mr. Brian Langley, pastor of Curie Beach Baptist Church. And he's going to be, I think his official swearing in is Sunday.
Right here.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let's pray together. Father God, we're so thankful for today. God, we thank you that you've just allowed us all to come here tonight. God, I ask that for the men and women that do business here tonight, God, that their primary focus would be honoring you. God, that everything here be done in a peaceful way that would be beneficial to this town. And God, I just ask to give each and every person here that has some circle of influence, supernatural wisdom that comes only from you. And God, just lead, God, and direct these men and women as they do business. And I ask it all be to the glory and the honor of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God, you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Oh, Gabby, what do you think?
Pass.
Okay, pass. And I have a proclamation that I was going to present to the Wilmington Lady T. Walter chapter, and I'll read it. I don't believe we have a representative here, do we? They asked for a proclamation in support of Constitution Week. Whereas September 17, 2012 marks the 225th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States by the Continental Convention, and whereas it is fitting and proper to officially recognize this magnificent document and the anniversary of its creation, and whereas it is fitting and proper to officially recognize the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate the occasion, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States designating September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Curie Beach hereby proclaims the week of September 17th through the 23rd to be Constitution Week and asks its citizens to reaffirm the ideals that the framers of the Constitution had in 1787. And it is proclaimed as 21st day of August in the year 2000. And we'll give that to those ladies. Has everybody looked over the consent agenda?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion we accept the consent agenda.
Second?
I second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
I have an addition. Under old business, I would like to give you a brief update on the Greenway plan, on the New Hanover County Greenway plan. And I would also like to note on behalf of many of us behind the bar and in front of the bar that today is National Senior Citizen Day.
Why'd you grab me there?
Yeah. What are you looking over here for?
That's right.
Thank you.
Mayor, under new business,
yes.
If we could put before set up events, talks about the 2013 triathlon, I'd like to discuss it as well. So okay. I'd like to move forward.
An in-depth discussion?
Yes, sir. Just on the permit application for the 2013 triathlon.
Right. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay, can I have the adoption of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The agenda is adopted. Discussion and consideration of presentations to council. Discussion and consideration of people to address council. And Eric, you're up.
Eric Van, live at 733 Santa Court. Last meeting, I heard Mr. Bill Scott, Chief of Events, disputing an invoice that he had received. And particularly, took quite a bit of exception to the fire chief's use of 2 men the fire station, which was to guard the health and safety of the citizens of Fury Beach. And even after that explanation, he continued his rant about the invoice. Since then, I read Mr. Scott's letter to the participants, where he stated it was very clear that there were some trumped up charges. Webster defines trumped up as fraudulent, illegal, and without merit. I personally resent this accusation by Mr. Scott. And looking at the charges, I didn't see any charges for the fire chief, police chief, and other department heads who spent a lot of time preparing for this event, only for the actual officers and people working at the event. No town hall staff expenses, I don't think, were included, nor any overhead depreciation of the building as any other full cost in a private sector business would be looking at. And I think Mr. Scott has a private business for profit, I would presume. I have a set of costing systems for 3 companies, and I assure you, these costs were not full of the cost it was to the town. I suggest the town not approve Mr. Scott's application for 2013 until he makes a full apology to you and all the department managers for his accusations and the lies he presented in his memo to the half-truths. Perhaps in further disputes, maybe he would want to go on a share basis and give 25% of the town gate receipts to the town, and there wouldn't be any charges. That would be another alternative.
Thank you. Thanks. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Planning and Zoning Commission. We're going to interview Thomas Thiessen to fill a vacancy on the commission. And he is with us tonight. And you step up to the podium. And how are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
And there's a vacancy coming up on the Planning and Zoning Board, and you're going to fill it.
I'd love to, yes.
And if you'll give us a background.
Basically, I've been in the construction business a little over 20 years. Lived in Curry Beach since 2005, been building in Curry Beach since 2003. Had my commercial and residential license. Have benefited personally and professionally from living and working here, and since living here almost 7 years now, it's time I returned the favor and volunteered to use my time and what talents I have. So I think I can add to the commission and hopefully be a mutual benefit.
Will you be able to attend the meetings on a regular?
Right, absolutely.
Chuck, do you have any questions? You're a contractor.
Yes.
So is there any particular personal reasons you want to be on the PNZ?
Again, it's more of a spirit of volunteerism. It interests me, and it's a related field to what I do professionally.
But have you seen things wrong with the ordinance that would have helped you as a contractor?
I don't look at it from that point of view. I really look at it as wanting to give back to the town. I don't come with a set agenda, any specific ideas on how to improve the town. And I'd love to see the business district be enhanced, do better, as we all would. Again, I come with an open mind and willingness to learn. A pretty quick study. I think I can help the commission in their work.
Thank you. David?
So, what's your understanding as a member of planning and zoning responsibility?
Primarily to propose ordinances, zoning and subdivision ordinances to council. Because that's the crux of the position is to work on those matters, make recommendations,
And so what do you base, I mean, propose them, what do you use to base them on? Where do the ideas come from? Well, what caused you to want to change the
zoning? Yes, under the land use plan.
Okay.
It's got to be implemented. And I know that commission is heavily involved in updating that every 5 years or so.
Okay.
But definitely following the land use plan and interpreting it, making recommendations for improvements.
Okay. Any further questions?
Steve?
No, I have no questions.
Emily?
How many of our PNC meetings have you attended since you've been here? Average.
I have not been to any. I've been to council meetings, but not PNC.
You were interested or are interested in improving the Curie Beach business district?
Right.
Have you talked with any of our business owners in the business district about ways it could be improved or?
I've talked to other business owners throughout the Wilmington area. My biggest concern would be there's quite a bit of vacant land. There are opportunities, I believe, in our business district. I think it would be great if the ordinances allow for mixed-use type development, a residential over a business. And I know it's difficult in a small town to attract businesses and make it viable, particularly in a town where we have such a seasonal town. But I think there are opportunities to enhance it, to bring the right type of development to our business district. Right now, I don't think there's enough core business there. And again, I don't have all the answers. I come to it with open mind and just would like to see what I can do to enhance it and fill some of the vacant lots. I thought it was a shame to see some of the nice motels over the years taken down and nothing happened on that land. Sitting there vacant year after year after year. So I think there's opportunity for the right type of business.
Okay. If you are appointed to the commission, I really hope that you and other members of the commission, whenever we're doing anything in that area and we're getting ready to talk about K Avenue, you really make a concerted effort to see to it we have good communication between the town and the businesses that are already in the area and be sure their voices are represented in anything we do.
I agree.
Okay.
Chuck, you had a question?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, we usually get a recommendation from PNZ, but we don't do that with them, is that right? They don't have to approve the person to bring it to us?
No, there's usually somebody here from PNZ.
But he says he hadn't been to a meeting, so you haven't been. So I guess. But I think we kind of change the rules on them if we do it rather than the committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And all the questions? How does council vote on this?
So no one else requested for the opening, correct? Okay.
All in favor?
I make a motion that we accept Thomas Dyson and
Phil. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Next, we have a request for a joint work session to discuss the K Avenue Extension Project to be held on one of the following dates to be decided by council. Tuesday, October 2nd. Tuesday, October 23rd. And before the council meeting. And the date of October 9th was also suggested. Everybody check your calendars. Steve, if you got it.
I just looked on the zone.
Huh?
No, I just looked on the time zone.
Emily?
The council meeting is the 16th or the 23rd in October? 16th.
23rd.
16th.
Mm-hmm. That's the 3rd.
John Brown is open again.
Yeah.
The 2nd is actually PNZ's meeting,
right? Emily, do you have a preference?
No, I leave that strictly up to you guys. I've already talked to PNZ about it, and this is what they settled on as their request. So whatever you guys feel is...
Chuck, do you have a date that...
What about the 16th before our council meeting?
Is a really a workshop that could last an hour and a half, 2 hours. So unless you want to start meeting at 4 or 4:30, or you want to continue to meet till 10 or 11 at
David, what
I think
do you
PNC had already,
okay,
PNC had already discussed that and decided it would be better for all of us
Does
as well
PNC
as them not
have
to have
a preference?
Yes, any of these three dates, they did not want it. They did not want
so
it before a council meeting.
Okay.
So, the question, does anyone have a preference at all? And let's do the first one.
Okay.
How about the second one?
Okay. October 7th.
Yeah. October 7th, 6:30. All
you guys
right.
Want to make a motion? Or do you just want to have consensus?
I'll make a motion that we have a joint work session with PNZ on Tuesday, October 2nd at 6:30. That's here, correct?
Yep.
In Town Hall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Draft amendment requires public hearings. Recommended scheduling them at the first and second item of business on September 18th council agenda. You got two things. Revised draft amendment to Chapter 19 zoning, Article 4 supplemental district regulations, Section 321.5 prerequisite to construction, demolition, remodeling, and impervious surfaces. Draft amendment to Chapter 19 zoning, Article 4, supplemental district regulations, Section 19-332.5 roof pitch.
So this is one we sent back to you, right, John?
Yes, sir.
And you brought back
the first one is the one you sent back.
Right. So do we know, did we check with who had concerns last time? This language
yes,
meeting?
Yes, sir. We took the language that was of concern out.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay. And then the second one is
just
for construction demolition, right?
No, the second one's for roof pitch.
Roof pitch.
Oh, I'm looking the wrong one, I'm sorry. Okay, version 2.
Hey, John, I'm stupid about construction. What's it mean by changing that on the front? Is that going to change to 35 foot or just come up to it? What?
It's still coming up to 35 feet. The reason that the roof pitch has come into play with the new building code, we have a mandated 1 foot freeboard above the floodplain. And so some of the oceanfront houses or some of the properties on the oceanfront are having a hard time reaching a three-story limit for the full potential of their lot. And so one of our PNZ members actually brought this at the last meeting and has suggested this change.
So this allows a flatter roof, basically.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Is there any concern from the building code as far as the wind
no,
issues with flat roofs?
Well, there's always going to be more issues with flat roofs, but not any more than really is already there.
You recommending this?
Yes, sir. It will help the oceanfront properties.
We've had flat roofs in the town before.
We've had
this
flat roofs, yeah.
Covering it's still 312. So you need a motion to set
yeah.
the meeting?
Yeah, the motion.
Make a motion. We set a public hearing for both of these draft amendments on September 18th prior to the council meeting.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Is the first item on the council?
Yeah, is that prior to or the first item?
The first item, okay. I'm sorry, let me amend my motion to the first item on the agenda.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Who seconded that? Thank you very much.
Discussion and consideration of department head business. Administration, finance. You're up.
Oh, there she is.
You said that was a voice.
That was my turn. I'm going to talk to you about a sign at the crossover on the new boardwalk. You have a new ADA crossover. In talking about amenities with the park and the swings and the benches and the commemorative opportunities, we thought it might be nice to do some kind of signage right at the new ADA crossover to the beach from the the boardwalk to sort of tie in the park with the boardwalk and the ocean. What was recommended in speaking with Rags, who's doing some of our other commemorative opportunities at the park, is to put up the same type of structure we have now for the swings of the boardwalk. I'm assuming most of you have been down there and seen the two pylons with the cross piece. We could do something similar to that across, right there at the ADA crossover, and have some kind of sign. This is just a mock-up, possibly, at least to begin. At this point, I don't really know. We haven't talked about what we're going to name it, or we're going to have a different name. It's going to be different for our park. But we were thinking that it might be a good time now, while the contractor's still down there, to ask them if they would consider putting in the pylons for us, the structure, and then we can work on the sign at a later date. One of the other reasons for this part of the acquisition grants that we received with the Heritage Trust Fund and from the Parks and Recreation State Trust Fund was that they really wanted that the park site and the street, the boardwalk and the beach, to all be considered the park site. So we thought this would be a nice tie-in, that it's all one.
And you're going to put it where the handicap ramp starts at the boardwalk?
Yes.
Or are you going to go farther down?
No, right there at the boardwalk.
Okay. Oh, with the swing? Probably level with the
swing. Yes. It'll be taller because you have to have, I think, an 8-foot clearance under it, so it will be taller than the swing structures that are there now.
That work.
So, the thing we're asking from council is to go ahead to speak with engineering services to talk to the contractor about installation. We think it would run about $1,500 to $2,000 just to put the actual structure in for the sign. If not, then we'll address it later.
Arlen, where will we pay for it from? It just goes in with the general park issues?
Yeah,
or do you have to do a separate?
Yeah, we do have a contingency built into the budget of the park.
Okay.
All in favor?
I make a motion. I'll second that one.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, so. Mr. Mayor made the motion.
No, David made it.
David.
No, David seconded.
Yeah,
oh.
Emily made the motion.
Emily made the motion.
Before I sit down, John, I just wanted to show you our actual fish and what it's going to look like on the boardwalk, the commemorative opportunities. We did change the color a little bit. We had a darker blue, but the aquarium is also running a fish campaign. We have a different shakefish and monkfish, darker blue, so they asked us if we would consider changing the color. So we did. This matches our wood towels a little bit better, so it might be prettier. I think it's turned out really nice. We've actually gotten our 25 orders of fish, so they will be engraved this week, and I hope to get them installed next week on the boardwalk. The goal is to get them done before Labor Day so more people can see them.
Who routes them out?
Rags,
okay.
With Arnold, and they'll actually do the installation on the boardwalk. Fish are $220. We had four swings on the boardwalk that we had commemorative opportunities for, 2,000 each. Three of those have been purchased, so we have only one swing left available on the boardwalk, but we have four swings in the park site, and we'll have a total of 10 benches between the park and the boardwalk. So we're real pleased. We just started advertising August 1st. So I think we've done well.
John?
Now I'll let you know that we already sold three swings. I'll tell you how much those swings are going to cost. As you know, we had a local contractor that was going to build the swing business for us. And he's since picked up the roots, sold everything he had, and he's moving to Charleston, South Carolina.
I elaborate on that, John?
Yes, ma'am.
Because over a year ago, when we were talking about this under our previous contractor, it was originally planned that somebody locally actually would build those benches. And I went to Rags to talk with Mrs. Arnold about it. She has a wonderful design. Frankly, I'm glad we're finally going with her. But at the time, I've received a lot of opposition from members associated with the park and from some of our staff for using her because of the cost. And now, not just because our contractor dropped out, but I believe one of our departments had agreed to do it, and now they've dropped out. And now we're going back to Ms. Arnold for this, and I can tell you the quote is much bigger than it, the quote was that I had a year ago. So I'm very, very sorry we didn't settle on it then and move forward. Okay, thank you. Just a little bit of history.
Okay, I'll address that one concern in just a second. We have 8 swings throughout the park. They're going to be 5 foot, 3 inches wide, and it looks like the cost for those are going to be about $935. This is everything but installation. This is ready to go. She has also offered to do the installation of these swings also. There are also 10 swing back benches that she has quoted for us. They are 8 feet long. We had originally looked at doing 4 on the boardwalk, and then there's 4 inside the park itself. Since then, we asked her to quote us for 2 more on the boardwalk. So there would be a total of 6 along the entire new boardwalk. It would be 8 feet long, and the bench, or, and the backs would swing back and forth. So the cost for those would be $890. It looks like the total quote will be $17,526. We received in a change order from Landmark, I believe almost $13,000 back for swings, benches, trash receptacles, and ash urns for the park. So that will cover a majority of it, as well as selling these swings and the benches. So we're just looking for council solutions on this. And as far as the quotes that we had last year, I was there. I remember what she charged us for the bench. The bench that she was pointing out and quoting us on was half the size of the ones that we've asked her to quote us on.
Well, the one right, that's one right there at her business was smaller.
Yes,
that's not the one. That is not the one I talked to her about.
Okay. All right.
Because I gave her the specific dimensions that we wanted, but that's okay. We're doing it now, and I know she will do a wonderful job, and I'm glad we're using the local business.
How much you said that was going to cost?
$17,526 for installation.
So this still fits in the budget, Arlen?
I think what John said, there's been change orders.
I understand. That's what I'm asking.
Right.
And does it fit in altogether? Yes.
It still fits in, especially with the selling of the equipment.
And then there's an extra. Is that an extra one you said?
Well, we're going to have 2 extra benches that we'll be selling also. That's the benches are selling for
$1,800.
Yes. Is she going to... I'm sorry. Is she going to produce any of them ahead of time, like for the swings?
I forget what the date was that she gave us, but she's ready to get started as soon as we did them.
Since we have 4 to 6 weeks for all of them to be done.
For all of them?
None of these are covered by grants?
Yes.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, it was in our original design, right. And the metal benches were going to be about $1,000 a piece. So,
right, yeah. It was covered under the grants.
So it's not we're not relying on the donation. It's actually been covered under the grants.
Well,
donations will help.
Yeah.
I mean, part of what we were looking for was donations as part of the whole project. So I mean, we didn't actually budget for any, but we were hoping, I guess, that there'd be some kind of a program that the county would sponsor.
Make a motion we contract with Rags to build the swings and benches.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Third item. Fire chief requests for confirmation that the town will pay 100% of its health insurance upon retirement. David, you need to recuse yourself?
Yes, I'm recused. Do you want me to step down or I'm sitting here?
No, you should
sit down. Okay, thanks.
Leave the room.
Harold has been the fire chief for...
Mayor, y'all don't need to vote on it.
Huh?
Y'all don't need to vote on this.
I may be the key.
Oh.
I make a motion that we accept this inclusion.
Got a second?
Second.
All in favor, say my saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Harold has been the fire chief for 27 years. Harold?
37.
37 years. And
me.
I think he only received a little stipends up until 2002. And he has been promised from past councils that this retirement would be covered. And so what he's asking for now is 100% of his retirement insurance. I think it's about, Nancy, three.
$381. Could I ask a question before we go any further? It says on some notes down here that Andy, our attorney, had basically advised that this should be discussed in closed session. I hate to bring this guy's life out. That's what it says right here, that some that you told somebody that this needed to be discussed in closed session. Is this not right?
No, it's not right.
Okay, thank you. Dragging you through the ringer in public session.
Was that $381 a month or a year?
A month.
A month, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
years. Clarification.
Is that a year?
I have a question, Nancy. Nancy?
Sir.
At the present time, does Dennis and Sonny qualify for that
100%? They will.
They will? I make a motion that we okay the 100% for Earl Tiger.
I second that.
We have discussion.
Yes.
Andy?
Yes, ma'am.
For future clarification, does this open up the way for all of our volunteer staff, fire department or police or whatever, to make the same request in the future? Or not just make, but be approved in the future? Or is this can you consider a one-shot thing and that's all?
This is a one-shot for him. But I don't think there are any other employees in your position, are there, Harold?
No.
Just the only one.
But we do have young volunteer firemen now that may come under this same situation years down the road.
I'm a permanent employee for Harold. Yeah.
And at that time, they'll have the same option if they do that, right?
The council so sees fit.
Okay.
They have the option of working for 20 or 30 years. So I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, Harold.
Thank you.
Police Department.
Can I come back?
Oh, we're going to get
I make a motion that we let David Hager back in.
Do I have a second?
No,
second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Police Department.
I'm good. Thank you.
And Public Works, not here. Thank you. Discussion and consideration of all the business, the Greenway Path. Emily?
The Greenway Committee for the county met today to look at the draft plan that is being recommended. And I will have to say we got everything we asked for, so right now in the draft part of it. So I'm very pleased with the way they designed it after having our public meeting and also the tremendous input that our citizens here put into the survey process. What I would like to request is that they will be putting the draft plan with any changes that were made today as a result of the meeting on their website September 1st, and I would like on our website and any weekly notice that goes out immediately after September 1st that we invite our residents to review the draft plan on the website and make comments. Supposedly they'll have something where you can even click on the path you're interested in and you'll be able to make comments, and those can be made up until October 1st, and also reminding them about the meeting that will be over in Carolina Beach, which I think is already on our website, but perhaps reminding them at that time. Meanwhile, for a council meeting next month, I would like to have this on our agenda again, and I'd like for council members to review the plan, take the time to, you know, see what you think about it. And one of the things you might be thinking about that we discussed today is how this will be implemented and who will be responsible for implementing it. Will all of the jurisdictions in the county go their own way and do their own thing? Will we have a coordinated effort that's coordinated? Will it come under the county? Will they expand the MPO and have it come under the MPO? I'd like for council members to be thinking about how we would like to see it coordinated and maintained, that is, as far as the personnel part of it is, not paying for it right now, but how you would like to see that effort coordinated when the implementation stage comes, and I'd like to talk about that at our next council meeting.
I think the meeting at Carolina Beach is September 4th, isn't it?
No. So, let me check and see.
It's September 12th.
Yes, September 12th. Okay.
Yes.
Can we post that on the website, Nancy?
It is already on.
Okay.
What time? In the calendar as well as on the
thank you. It's from 4 to 7 on the 12th.
Yes.
Thank you.
Discussion and consideration of new business. And item number one is set up events.
I ask to go first.
Yes.
Sure. I'm going to put something on the board and pass it out to council so that everyone can see the same thing. So, last meeting I was probably the most vocal on the triathlon event. And then I met with Mr. Scott last Tuesday to talk about it as well to make sure I understood exactly where he was, and so he could understand, not for council, because I didn't speak for council, but for myself where I was. And hopefully I can see this. And maybe I'll get the one smarter than me. You want to tell me what I got to do?
Is
your computer went to sleep?
Oh,
it's coming up now.
On.
Which one's the on key? This one?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. I know I'm an engineer, but not a computer engineer. You got to log in. I don't have your password. Okay, so anyway, while we're talking, it looks like my engine can come up. I found your. Basically, what I want to show you is what we build, set up events from 2010, and then what I asked council. So last week when I met with Mr. Scott, basically kind of my position, not council's position, was that there's four ways the town can go, right? I think the best way for the town is for us to work through this issue and have the triathlon with set up events as we've done in the past. That's option one, right? Option two is that the town not have a triathlon. And for the audience, I don't know if you looked at our website or the Island Gazette website, but we've probably got 72 emails, unless they went up in the last day, from triathletes concerned with the triathlon, right? It was 72 last time I counted, it may have been more. Option three would be that the town is set up, you know, going their separate ways, and the town working with a charity to have some similar type of event, right? So, and then option four would be the town working with one of Mr. Scott's competitors to have a triathlon or some similar event. Those are kind of the four options as I see it. Like I said to Mr. Scott on Tuesday, I think the best option for the town for set up events is us to work this out so we can have a triathlon as we've done for 15 years. Eventually we'll get this working. So what I asked staff after that meeting was, please process the permit application as he's requested. and give council the information so that we can at least know where we would cost that, and then have a conversation with council, which I hope to happen over emails over the weekend. Council never reached a consensus on that. That's why we're talking about it now. What I'd hoped and what I told Mr. Scott last week was I hope council would reach a consensus via email, and then we would send something to him so he could see what the permit fees were requested by the town based on the current fee structure. If we get this machine work, this is for our machine working, we'll see that. So kind of going back while we're still working on technical difficulties, how are our fees set? The council works with the finance department for every fee in the town, and then during budget session sets fees for everything in the town. That's how all small towns do it, right? And the town council, at their will, can set fees any way they want to, right? Mr. Scott's concern is that some of our fees are high compared to other towns. I understand that concern. But that's not a staff issue. That's a council issue. The council sets the fees. So what the staff's responsibility, as I said at the last meeting, is to evaluate the request for anything that goes on in the town, use their professional judgment to figure out how they staff that, and then apply the fees that the council has set to that requirement. Man, you gotta love technology. So kind of let's talk about where some of our fees come from, and then we'll see them all together. Let's see. The initial fees for vehicle use were based on the going rate that movie companies were willing to pay at the time and had not increased since. That was in fiscal year 06-07. The initial fee for personnel was also based on going rate for movies. Has increased twice since fiscal year 06-07 to keep up with salary increases, taxes, retirement, and 401k contributions that the town pays. The vehicle rate is currently higher than the FEMA hourly reimbursement rate, which is $16.25 per hour for a police vehicle, $14 to $20 per hour for a pickup truck depending on size, and $7 per hour for a Gator or smaller vehicle. None of the other fees have changed since fiscal year 06-07. Additionally, in fiscal year 11-12, which was this past year, the town set a fee of $250 for erection of a tent of a certain size. That was based off concerns for weddings on the beachfront, which was brought by the building inspector to town council. And so that was actually passed last year before I came on council. If we get this working, I want to go through where we're at. I have faith in you. So...
be easier to hand them off.
I think you have to turn a move off and turn a move on at the same time, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the fee structure, so what we're going to see when we get this working, or we're getting ready to go make 50 copies and give everybody their own copy if we want. We'll give it one more second, and then we can just make copies and everyone can look at the copies instead of looking at the screen. So understanding that, the staff has done their part. A permit application came in from Mr. Scott. The staff reviewed it and put in what they thought was required resourcing to meet the needs of the town and public safety to support Mr. Scott's event. So you want to make copies, good. You'll have it in your hands in just a minute, everyone.
David?
Yes?
I'm trained for these situations.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. I'll just keep battling. So kind of when Nancy gets back and hands out, what we're going to see is by year what the town has charged set up events for the triathlons, 2010, 2011, 2012 last year, which is somewhat unresolved, and then the proposed fees for 2013 based on the permit application. As I said at the last meeting, this year has some confusion because we mixed events, and I talked to Minister Scott about this on Tuesday, in that not in addition to the triathlon, we also mixed in a bunch of other events this year, and I think that caused part of the problem for everyone. So I encouraged Mr. Scott in his permit application, which he did do, and he had already turned it in before I talked to him, to solely apply for the triathlon, and if the Parks and Rec Committee wants to do something in addition to the triathlon, once we resolve this, we'll have to look at that separately and work with the Rec on how we pay for that. Because that's not really part of Mr. Scott's gig. His company does triathlons, right? And so we should Word to that, if the town wants to add other stuff, we've got to figure out how we can pay for it. So if we all look together now, can I have one of those? Since mine, thank you. I also added one thing that the town didn't charge for the previous 3 years that as we looked at it and talked to the attorney, we should put into what the town charges, but which setup events did pay. So if you look under the subtotal, there's one lifeguards paid directly by setup events. So the previous 3 years, Mr. Scott's organization paid directly to the lifeguard. The concern is we looked at that last week is that if one of the lifeguards is hurt, workers' comp will not cover them because they're not on the town's payroll. And I don't think that's the right thing for the town to be doing. So that's why lifeguards are added in there in 2013, and that's why I put them in underneath the subtotal so we could see the total cost to set up events. So as we go line by line, general use impact fee, that is in the fee structure for any large event in the town. It hasn't changed since 2006. Rental on public land, that's $100 for each of the two portions of land. You see note one in there, and note one just says that there's no rate established for the oceanfront park. So that's not in here right now, because council hasn't set a rate for that. If we were to use a rate today, the only fee that would be applicable is the $100 fee. That's not in there right now, and that's something we need to work through with Mr. Scott. Actually, the town needs to work through and decide, the council needs to decide what they're going to do. Town personnel, police, you can see in this year is significantly reduced because the chief is working with Mr. Scott or in discussion with Mr. Scott has elected for set up events to take responsibility for the parking. There's some concern with that, at least on my side, but that was a discussion between them, and we'll see how that goes if we move forward. The building inspector, you can see in 2010, 2011, we did charge for the building inspector, and I noted our speaker at the beginning of the meeting, we didn't charge last year, and we didn't put it in this year. The fire department, you can see the first 2 years, there was no charge for that. In 2012, when we initially scoped it out, there was runners going past the fire department. That's not there, so that's out this year. And that's actually the disputed charge that's still remaining open. I noted with interest the conversations on the news at 6 o'clock around that fee. Lifeguards, you can see in the first 3 years, set up events paid directly to the lifeguards. This year we put them in. Notice that we charge the actual pay rate versus a charge-out rate. That's because we don't pay any other benefits to lifeguards because they're part-time employees. Town vehicles, note 6, it shows which vehicles, how many number of vehicles and hours per each year. So in 2013, we used 4 hours, which is around the event itself, but there's lifeguard vehicles in there that weren't in there before. So that's why the vehicles fee is higher than last year, but on par with 2010-2011. The 10 permit fee, that's the one we talked about at the beginning. That's still in there, assuming Mr. Scott wants a 10. That was the one that council would have to take action if they wanted to change. So for the subtotals, you can see what the town charged. If you add in the lifeguards, basically we're on par with what we charged in 2010-2011. That's what the staff is proposing to council. Council did not reach consensus, that's why I'm going through this, via email, so it's for discussion with council now on where we want to go, right? Our, Mr. Scott's contention, I'll let him speak if he wants to, or some of our fees are concerning. We heard a citizen who's an accountant, kind of like me, I'm an MBA, that sees our fees fairly in line with our expenses. You know, it's not like we're making a lot of money on this. Arlen, I think, can speak as well on his thoughts on what the individual fees are. And if we want to, the council's willingness to discuss line by line, I think that's appropriate for council or however council wants to move on. But I think it's important for us to understand the rules of responsibility so we don't get ourselves up in the bind. The staff's responsibility is to determine manpower needs. The council's responsibility is to determine fees for that manpower. They can get the inputs from anyone they want, from Arlen, from a citizen, from the company requested the fee, but council has to change any of those for staff to change what they apply. Any questions from council? Any questions from the audience? And I'll sit back down and I'll let council say whatever they'd like to. Thank you.
Mr. Scott, would you like it?
Yeah, I guess the question I would have is on the vehicles. You know, we had obviously stated our desire not to have to pay for the vehicles. And I'm wondering why next year we would have 12 police hours of support but have 32 hours of police car support.
Actually,
it
includes five lifeguard vehicles.
Oh, lifeguard vehicles are in there? And they're 25 an hour as
well? Yes, sir.
For our fee schedule. That's what counts. If you want to talk to council about we should change that, I think that's appropriate to have a discussion. But those were put in based on what was used this year. But yes, there are the five lifeguard vehicles as well. Yes, sir.
I mean, that was our intention from day one is when you lump the vehicles on top of the $40 per hour, you're back up to the $65 per hour for police support, and I guess in this case lifeguard support, which is substantially more than what we pay anywhere else. And that was our contention, you know, coming in from day one.
Yeah.
The amount of money per hour that we're having to pay for the police support with the cars.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 permit, I mean, we made our case last time, and, you know, we didn't feel like we wanted to pay the $250 tent permit based on the fact that, you know, the other communities in the area charge $50 for a tent permit. The lifeguards are fine. I mean, I understand. We always went direct, having to go through the town. I'm fine with that. We always pay that charge.
Well, I think I had the discussion with the department, so I was involved in the discussion. Our concern was if a lifeguard was to get hurt, they're still town employees, but they're working off the clock, and are they covered? We want them to be covered, right? If one goes out and gets hurt, we want workers' comp to apply, we want the town's insurance to apply, because they're actually working for the town. So I think that's the appropriate way to do it. I know they probably appreciate you paying it direct, because they probably actually take home more at $10 from you versus $13.50 because after taxes and everything. So I'm sure they might not like me as much, but it's more of a protection for them issue, I think.
Yeah, we have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered why we weren't going through the town and lifeguards in the past. So, again, our main concerns on this are the per hour police charge when you include the vehicle charge in there. We would ask that, you know, council consider, you know, giving us a break on that.
So what's your thoughts, Rick?
Chet?
As far as the police charges are concerned?
As far as the car fee for usage for vehicles?
I think that's in line with what we have in our set up. I mean, there's no question of it. Everything's now by fact. We've had an opportunity due to all these problems to go back and look at all the charges, and some had not been applied, and some had been waived, and now we have something in black and white that is actually the fees that we need to be charging. And this is what we should do from now on, not have all this conflict as to should this be or should this be here. I mean, if it's been brought to us now, it's what should be done. And that's what we can stick to. I'm for this plan that you have, or the plan that Harlan has that's come out. I think it's legitimate. I think it meets all our specs. I think our people that work for us have given us the specs. I think we've set those fees, and that's what they should do.
Emily?
I have to recuse myself from this. If you guys want to vote on it.
Steve?
Because my son works for Setup.
Do we need to make a motion on that?
Yeah.
Make a motion that we...
We're discussing fees for the town, right? So, well, I guess it's two questions. Are you asking for us to change it for just you, or are you asking for the town to change it for the fees for charging for public vehicles for all fees? Which question are you asking?
I'm not trying to change your policy. I'm asking for a lower rate for us, if that's okay. What you're... I know that other communities charge, and I know the movie studio was brought out as an example in the past of how charges are set, and other communities charge different rates to different organizations.
Right.
You know, New Hanover and the city of Wilmington charge the movie studio one rate, and they charge event promoters another rate for police support. It's not across the board. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody can't afford what the movie studios pay. Same thing goes with traffic control. Traffic control operations that work with the movie studio charge a lot more to the movie studio than they do to event promoters because we can't afford what the movies pay. So again, I come back to the $65 an hour for police support, and you know that's double what we pay anywhere else. I hear what you're saying as far as, you know, you've got it in black and white, and this is what you feel like you need to recover as far as expense-wise goes.
Getting back to the original question, it's going to require a motion for her to be allowed to sit this one out. Otherwise, if she sits out now, it's an affirmative vote, and you all do vote.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I was asking, if it was for the fees for everyone, I don't think it would be appropriate for her to recuse herself. If it's just for this person, then I agree. That's why I was asking the question.
Okay.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about changing the fees for everyone? If we are, then I don't think you can recuse yourself. If we're talking about just changing the fees for set up events, then I understand and agree you should. So before you recuse yourself, we should decide what we're talking about. Do you understand? Right?
Well, if it's for everyone, I don't think we should make that decision tonight anyway.
Okay.
But it doesn't sound like it's...
Okay, that's fine.
Do I have a motion to...
I'll make a motion.
I second.
All in favor, see what I'm saying, aye.
Aye.
Steve?
I think that we keep the fees the way they are for set-up events right now. And we'll discuss our fees next year or a different time or another meeting, but I think these fares I've looked through and fees are fair.
Well, so do we want to put that on? I mean, he can make his decision based off what our current fee structure are, and then should we review the fees for cars? What Nancy's pulled up is that, he's brought up a point that our fees for vehicles are high. I don't know that they are or not. I feel like they're maybe reasonable, but I don't know, right? Nancy looked at what the FEMA rates were, which they've been set for a long time. They're lower than this, not significantly, but lower. Right, so a police car is $16.25 in the FEMA reimbursement rate, right? I'm fine if you guys make a motion.
Well, my question is, that's fees for police vehicles.
Right.
Crown Vicks.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Those are different fees for four-wheel drives. And
okay. That's a good point. Okay, so your view is you think they're in line. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I do.
I just want to make sure I understand the discussion.
Great.
If I could just ask a question. Dave, are we talking about the integral support here? Like there's already eight officers on board and this is four more? Are we talking about all the officers on board? I'm just trying to understand these costs.
They're just for the extra officers for that time frame.
So this is it's the integral.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
All right, thanks.
Gabby?
I have a quick question. There was a lot of confusion brought about this last year because we as the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board put together a whole lot of games to put in place. We had bocce ball, we had disc golf, we had on and on and on. And is Parks and Recreation going to have to pay some of this fee?
Not for the triathlon, but if we're going to do other stuff, I think the town's got to talk about it.
Well, we had them at the same time. You know,
okay.
And he said, and that's what brought a lot of people to town.
Were they part of his event? Or were they part of the Parks and Rec?
No, they weren't part of his event. They were part of our event.
They
were part of the traffic problem, and the cops had to tell them where to go and this and that.
Right.
Just as much as anybody else. So,
But they weren't in 2010 and 2011, correct?
Yeah.
No, we didn't have them then.
Right.
This was the first year we had this thing.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a triathlete, and I live here, and I do this race every year. And my son's also a lifeguard here, and there's never been five vehicles on the beach. At the most, they used three. You know, so I mean, if you want to cut down things, I don't think we need five vehicles on the beach. I mean, if you're really worried about it. I mean, there's only eight lifeguards, four of them are out in the water, two are walking the beach, two vehicles. I mean, you know, it's just, that's what I've seen every year. My son's one of the ones that flies the vehicles, so I kind of know that. Also, you know, you talk about different options of different events that may occur, like you could get somebody else that may sponsor it. You know, set up events in the North Carolina series is one of the biggest triathlon events there is. You bring in another group, you're not going to get that turnout. I mean, just for the money that this brings in. I mean, my family, I come, I have family members come, I have people from Charlotte that are friends, they all come, we all go out to dinner. So much money is put into the town for this race, and I think we're quibbling or we're middle mass compared to what comes into the town. And you know, the race is an awesome thing to have here. And it's great to have here, and I think it's more like we ought to work together for this rather than quibbling over, you know, $25 per vehicle here and there. Just, you know, look at what it brings to the town. There are 500 racers, but there's also all their families. You know, people don't consider that. So I just wanted to add that.
No, I think the council does consider that. So if you look, at what was handed out, we raised your taxes. You said you live in the town. These fees haven't went up since 2010. In fact, they haven't went up since 2006. So when we were looking at how to close your budget, ma'am, because you live here, we didn't raise any of these fees. The town didn't start any of this issue. The town charged, in fact, this year was less than the previous 2 years by $500.
I wonder why that is. It's actually $800 less than we had last year because you have to take the $240 fire department charge out because we've never been charged that before. So why is it that we were charged $2,400 last year and the fee went down to, for comparable services, went down to $1,600 in 2012, an $800 drop, 33% drop. Why would that have dropped by 33%? When you got $2,400 out of us last year, why would you only bill $1,600 this year? I'm not able to figure that one out. That was explained as a simple accounting error, which...
No, it was, because we were having to include some things that I was planning on having on Sunday. That was not part of that bill.
That was a separate line item.
That's where the mistake was made, Tom.
But I mean...
That's the end of the matter. That's what...
But I mean, it's $800 less this year than last year. I just find that... In a time when municipal budgets are tight and expenses are up and revenues are down, I find it interesting that you got $2,400 out of us last year, but you dropped it to $1,600 this year for the same exact services. I just find that curious, that it went down by $800.
Yeah, well, I'll say I wasn't involved in it this year, but now that I am involved, we're going to charge what the council set fees, yeah. Right? Which is what I told you both times we talked, right? At the last council meeting, and on Tuesday, right? And so, you know, I would almost say shame on the staff for letting it go down where it did. That's what I'd almost say, but I don't know if that's right. The building inspector, you know, if I looked at this, I would have said, why aren't you charging in 2012, 2013, right? Why didn't you do that? Probably because he made the mistake and said, I shouldn't charge because I made a mistake. I don't know why he didn't. I don't really care. You're exactly right. When I'm raising, and I, being one of four or five people that did it, are raising the taxes on the citizens, each event should pay for itself. Each event should. If your argument is, hey, you're charging too much for vehicles, I think that resonates. I'm willing to talk about that, right? If your argument is, well, you know, you charged me less this year because I came in with the mayor and raised cane at the department heads, that doesn't really resonate with me at all, because the fact of the matter is Each time, each event, the department heads should look at their requirements, which is based off what you're asking them to do, and they should apply the fees that the council set. That's what they should do. If they're not doing that, then I have an issue with them. They took your permit request and they broke it down. The chief put much less hours on here than he's ever put, and he's letting you take over parking. I have concerns with that, but if he's comfortable, I'm good with that. The lifeguards, we put back on because they should have been on all along, and I appreciate that you were paying them. It's costing you $3.50 more an hour per lifeguard, and we never charged for any of their vehicles, even though they were driving around. And I hear what she's saying. I don't know how many vehicles they drive around, but I can be glad to count them on that weekend if you want me to. So if the request is, and the council needs to decide, this is my position, and I think Commissioner Pagley's spoken already, are we willing to review the fees, or are we finding where they are? And if we are, then we should say, this is the town's offer, you know, to do the fee. And then, just like I said, every time we've talked, you as a for-profit organization have to decide if that meets your needs or not. I understand that. You know, I think it's better for you and for the town to do it again here. But if you decide it's not, then the town has another decision to make. It's options 2, 3, or 4, right? Option one is, we resolve 2012, here's our fee structure. We still have an open issue on it because we don't know what about the Oceanfront Park, and we move on. You know, on your website, you show 2013 Curie Beach Triathlon, but I know you can easily change that, right? It's a website. You can change it in 10 minutes. I have heard from 72 people, some of them very non-diplomatically, how important the triathlon is to them, right? And I don't want the town in a fight with set up events over this issue. I don't, right? But I do want the town to charge the fees that council set. If council wants to change them, we should change them now, or we should say we're willing to change them and work on it to get back to it. If council doesn't want to work on that, let's move on. That's where I am. I'll shut up.
I have a problem in the fact that you just admitted that we charged less this year than last year. You have concerns about it. And yet, I quote what you wrote to all your participants, which I really didn't like. And that is, the Curie Beach more than doubled the amount we normally are charged for these services. And in reviewing the invoice, it's very clear that there were some trumped up charges included. I'd like to see that corrected somewhere.
I'm going back to the original $3,900 invoice that was changed down to what is now $1,860, of which $240 was disputed. Now that original $3,900
was corrected before
it was explained to you folks as a simple accounting error.
Yep.
And our contention is it was not a simple accounting error. Our contention is it was intentional, $3,900 charge from day one.
You wrote this to all your participants after the raise, and at that time, you knew you were getting charged $1,860. That certainly wasn't double the year before. This is incorrect.
The $240 disputed fee was part of that $3,900 charge that we contend was part of the trumped up charges, and I appreciate the explanation, because it's dead on. The definition
that was
dead on.
That was correct. Dead on. The 1860 came out, sir.
It was dead on. Your definition is dead on what I meant by that original $3,900 charge. And I come back to the fact that it was explained away as a simple accounting error, and yet when you go through the facts and you get down to trying to explain how it was a simple accounting error, it can't be explained away. You folks accepted that as okay, it was a simple accounting error. We contend that it wasn't.
So you stand by this?
I stand by every word of that. Every word of that. And every word.
I suggest I'd like to make a motion that we do not issue a permit without that correction.
I stand by every word.
Because there's 72 emails out there that damaged this town. I mean, and I'm sure there's a whole lot more of them out there.
We were brought in here because of that $3,900 charge from day one. You would have never known anything about it. In fact, you would have accepted a $3,900 check from us had I not intercepted it, and I'll guarantee you I would have never gotten a penny of that back. If we had written that $3,900 check and you had cashed it, I'll guarantee you today we would not have gotten a credit because of a simple accounting error being found.
That's your opinion.
The integrity of our town means a lot. We don't have thieves in our town. If they made a mistake and you gave them a check, they would be more than happy to refund you the money. That's how they work.
I never would have seen it.
Yes, you would. These are honest people.
That's your opinion.
I think that the fees for the Gators may be disputed, but other than that, I stand, you know, by the town's fee schedule.
I second that. There's no need to change the fee schedule at this time.
Okay. Do you want to call for a vote? That's a motion and a second.
Does that mean what? They're accepting a permit?
No. You still have a motion on the table. We got to get back to you. But the first motion was about the fee schedules to not change.
Fee schedule to not change and remain the same at this time.
Yep. You got to call for a vote?
Do I have a motion?
You made it.
Well,
you made it initially, and Steve seconded it.
I'm sorry. What the first motion? Mr. Keene, is still issue a permit?
That one we got to get back to.
Again, you got to take that one off the table. We're going on it.
Do I have a second to Mr. Peter's motion?
Okay, wait a minute. Which one are we voting on?
Which motion are you on now?
We're on my motion, because it's out there.
To not accept, can you give it
a not issue a permit.
And who made that second?
Not second, yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody
has.
Oh. We're going to go on to the next. We're going to go on to the next motion now.
Now, other than the cost of the Gators, I think our fee schedule should remain as is. Do I have a second?
I second.
Steve second.
Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. So what do you propose for the Gators?
How many, John, is this your, did you write four Gators up, or? You're not going to be here this year.
That was the number that I received from the head lifeguard.
I think that needs to be reviewed, if you're only using a couple of the Gators.
Yeah, actually, when I followed up on that, it was four Gators plus a pickup truck, which used for this past year.
Exactly. So
that was five
Gators. Yeah. You want here?
Four-wheelers.
Yeah.
Four-wheelers and one Gator.
Okay.
And three and one. Three, one Gator and three four-wheelers makes four. But they're the same type deal.
All right. And then the pickup truck?
And the pickup, yeah.
Did Mr. Scott, do you have an objection to them, to those fees for the Gators and the pickup truck?
Well, I mean, whether I do or not, it doesn't really matter at this point. I understand that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So are we going to direct staff to send this the permit application to Mr. Scott?
Yes.
With the fees, yes, attached?
Including the Gator. We're not changing the Gator fees.
Well, I'm a little bit curious as to why it would take that many, but...
That's his problem.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's the town's problem, if the mayor's asking.
No, the number of Gators that it's used is his problem. Yeah.
No, it's not, because we're charging for it. It's our problem. This is us saying, so...
Are you telling him how many Gators he needs?
Yes. That's what staff said. That's what the headline started.
The young lady who's been active in this event.
Well,
my son's
let me clarify. He hadn't been being charged for Gators or four-wheelers, so the lifeguards just carry what they usually use on the beach down there. We can keep them off.
Well, how many do they need to do what they're doing, right?
I don't know. They have to have any.
And did they need it? What did they use to pick up?
Carry all your equipment down there on one pickup truck.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking, right? You're the expert. That's what I'm asking you. since your head guard's not here, how many do they need to support this event?
Yeah, but that's next year.
Well, but we're giving them, oh, I'm sorry, the head lifeguard is here. Yes. Thanks, Ed. How many do you need to support the request?
I'll suggest two four-wheelers and a truck.
So three vehicles, so that takes out two of them. With that revision, Arlen, can you process the permit request and send it to Mr. Scott? I make a motion that we change the ATV required to what the head lifeguard just said, and then process the permit application and send it to Mr. Scott.
Do I have a second?
That's for next year?
Yes, yeah, it's for 2013.
Okay, I'll second that.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Arlen, will you send the fee schedule to Mr. Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
And just realize, Mr. Scott, the one open item on here is still the Oceanfront Park because council hasn't set a rate for that. So in your application request, you requested the Oceanfront Park. The town hasn't set fees for that park's use yet, so I don't know what it'll be. Okay. So you won't know what it'll be.
Okay.
So you can factor that in your decision process. And when will you be able to let the town know your decision?
Okay.
When will you be able to let the town know your decision?
When will we get the permit?
Arlen, when can you get it out?
I can get this out tomorrow. I'm not sure what else John needs to go back. Can we get it to you by the next council meeting?
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Nancy, you had a question?
I have a recommendation that we don't issue a permit until we receive payment.
Okay.
So
well,
we don't end up next year,
you guys are
going to raise
investments.
Let's.
We still have an outstanding
balance
from last year.
Yeah.
Well, that's already been covered. We've already reissued that. All right.
Yeah, well, so I guess that, Mr. Scott, you understand that when the finance officer sends it, it'll be contingent upon clearing out 2012 fees. Okay.
I do.
Good. Can you put that in your letter as well, Arlen, please? Is council? That's my motion. Sorry. Council.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. Item number two is.
I make a motion that we.
Back into.
Listen. No, okay.
Yes.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Yay! Bring him up, Emily. Back.
All right, foot wash station on I Avenue crossover. I had some people call that were weekend owners of Curie Beach, but they requested a hose to be put at I Avenue crossover. Does council have any problems with this? They say it's used a lot.
Is there water available there to do that?
Yeah, Sonny will have to run it.
Who's going to pay for that water?
The same people that pay for it down at the Oceanfront Park.
Yeah, the town pays for it.
Town.
We pay for it.
Where is
but
it?
Is it available or are we going to have to run a line?
Yeah. There's a line on that side. It'll tap upstream of the meter for rainwater. Yeah, there's water.
Yeah, it's right the little.
There's water meters on both sides, so just tap up through the water meter to one of them.
Ramp, the old ramp.
Yeah, old ramp,
yeah. So I wanted to bring that up whenever we finish it.
Okay.
So I guess if we have water available at any of these places where we start considering this, I would really like for the Public Works Department and Sonny to look at what other towns are installing. I mean, a hose. Somebody's going to steal it. Somebody's going to break it. It's going to have to be replaced. It may not make it through the winter. There are the foot washes and even the shower washes that other towns are installing on their beach fronts that can remain there, that are permanent, that are easy to use, don't break down easily. And I'd just like the Public Works to look into as we go forward, whether it's this one up by the park or wherever, that we consider something like that, and it's aesthetically pleasing also.
Well, let me just say that over the years, the short hose and the hose bib are the way to go. The showers are completely torn up by the general public, and they don't last in the weather. So
Well, you need to look at what's like Wrightsville Beach and Sunset Beach and some of these other towns.
Well, if that's what they want to do.
They are not easily destroyed. They are extremely well built.
So can we ask Sonny how much water we think we're wasting at downtown before we put another one out there?
Yeah.
I'm kind of concerned about putting an open-ended spigot anywhere in town. I mean, the good thing about everybody else's spigots is they're paying for it, but this one, we all pay for it. Did we pick I just because that was a request from someone?
They said it's a large oceanfront crossover.
Because we're parking up I Avenue. Yeah.
Tony has a...
Yes, Tony.
First of all, we looked into the slap lift and putting more water in town. And we thought that it would be very expensive for the town to do it. And then when I brought it up, the first thing that came up, well, we're not letting the Mexicans have a bath there every day. That's basically what was told to me when we looked into it. Even though that doesn't sound very nice, but that's exactly what they said.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the reality. That's why we did not put any of the hoses anywhere else. If you put it on I, you're going to put it on E, and you're going to go right down the strand. We have 8-liter entrances. If you're going to put it on I, you have to put them on all. And it's going to be very expensive to the town of Peary.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Now, you, David and Steve, you want to know how much water's been used?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, when I worked at Carolina Beach, those spigots were expensive, but they get stuck open and they run all night.
Right. Yeah, someone just leaves them over or something. I mean, I don't even know if Sonny has a meter on the one downtown, so he might not even know.
All right, but we'll leave it up to Sonny then.
I
have a suggestion someone will look at it, the state park down here.
Mm-hmm.
They use one that I call a urinal type thing, and then you turn it on, and as long as you hold it, but it steps.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have something?
I just had a question on the Oceanfront Park, that new ramp. What are we doing about? Are we going to rely on the foot?
But that's okay.
Horse that's there now, or I thought we were putting one in on that new ramp.
I didn't think there was one going on.
Because right now they're going to go right up that and into the shop. There's nothing.
Why shower? There are no showers in the Oceanfront Park.
Just bathroom.
Just at the foot bed.
So they're going right to the bathroom where they do their baths.
It's concrete floor and everything. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's where they do their baths.
Yeah.
And we've got at least we'd have something there on the main ramp going into the park.
The area that's designated as an observation area, you wouldn't want water there. I mean, you know, they'd be getting the people sitting there looking at the ocean.
Well, the idea was for the top block was behind it was where they originally thought about putting those. But now I thought when that went away, they decided to put it on that ramp going into the park.
I never thought of it, no.
So I'll make a motion we table this and have Sonny come back with information.
Right. Talk to us about it next.
Yeah.
Okay. At this time, we're going to go into a closed.
You want to do a second on that?
No, we'll talk to him. David talked to him about it. At this time, we'll go into a closed session to discuss the personnel matter.
Motion.
I make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir. Thank you for talking.
Okay.